Merry Christmas. I hope that this is a beautiful, wonderful day for you and your family. I'm so happy that we all have Jesus, that we know the reason for the season. Thank God for him. Thank God that he came down, became a baby, lived on earth, died for our sins, and that we have the hope of heaven through him. Merry Christmas to all of you. This week, I want to wrap up our three-part series about giving the gift of joy, first to Jesus, then to others, and today to ourselves. What is a practical gift that I'd like to share that you can give to yourself? Here's what I'm thinking. Let me reference something I said last week in the audio. Some years are hard years. This might be a year that is a very difficult year for you. Maybe you have had a huge loss this year. Possibly you're not really looking forward to today, up to Christmas at all. It's kind of been just muscling through and you can't wait till it's over. It's hard when you're having a lot of trials. Maybe this is a really great year for you. And you're all about the parties and everything, and it has been such a blessing all month long. I'd like to speak to you, no matter what year you're having, and have you give a gift to yourself. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty about how you feel about the holidays. If this has been a really difficult year for you, don't feel guilty that you're not into Christmas this year. That you're not sending out Christmas cards and doing all the things and sending everyone a gift and doing things that you normally would have done. This is a hard year. You've had difficult trials. Don't add on top of all of your grief, guilt, that you need to be doing something for someone else or acting a certain way for someone or being something for Christmas. God is not putting that guilt on you. He's got you wrapped in his arms, and he loves you just exactly where you're at, and he's thinking about you today. Don't add on the guilt. Give yourself that gift today. Now let me say the flip side. What if this isn't a difficult year for you? What if this is a really great year for you or an average year for you? And you are doing all the holiday traditions and you're really enjoying your Christmas time. Of course, like women can do, we can feel guilty about anything, okay? So I'm saying to you, don't feel guilty because you shouldn't be so happy when others around you that you know and love are struggling. We can actually feel guilty about that. Like I said last week, 2018 and the years surrounding that were not really great, happy times for me. Of course, I did all of the things, but I was going through a trial, and 2018 was probably the worst year of that trial. I did everything Christmas, but my heart was not in it. I probably cried every day for 10 months. Nobody knew that. It was a very private trial, but it wasn't over on Christmas Day, and it probably wasn't over for, you know, probably wasn't much better for all of the next year. But God has brought me through that time. God has done exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. God has changed circumstances in my life. This year, we moved to a new home, and this year has been a beautiful and a fun year of God's blessings in my life. I think because I went through a trial that the good times are so much better because of the pain. For me, this has been a wonderful Christmas. My kids are all three at home. I know that won't be the case for very much longer in my life. My parents and my husband's parents are still healthy and alive and with us. We have so much to be thankful for. And I'm so grateful, but I'm not going to let myself feel guilty because I'm having a happy year and a lot of people I know are struggling. I'm going to help them. That was our audio last week. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to think through their hard times. And my hard times will come again. Maybe next year. I don't know. I will have many more trials in my life. But I'm not going to feel guilty about being blessed. It's crazy, but we can do that. We can feel guilty during the bad times because we're not acting happy. We can feel guilty during the good times because we're acting too happy. Let me just say, guilt is from the devil. That's not from God. The Holy Spirit brings conviction, but he doesn't leave you in a state of feeling guilty. That's not how he works in our life. So on Christmas Day, I am saying, don't let yourself feel guilty for your life and your reactions to Christmas time. I love you so much, friends. Thank God for you, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Walk in love, loving God through loving others.